With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Steps being taken to temporarily refreeze Iranian assets after the Hamas attack. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The U.S. and Qatar have reached an agreement that blocks Iran's government from accessing $6 billion in Iranian funds that were unblocked as part of a prisoner swap last month. It stopped short of fully refreezing the Iranian money. Republicans have criticized the Biden administration's deal with Iran, which is a major sponsor of Hamas. However, U.S. officials have strenuously pushed back, noting that the money had yet to be spent by Iran and can only be used for humanitarian needs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken calling for the protection of civilians in both the Gaza Strip and Israel. He met earlier in the day with Saudi Arabian Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farham in Riyadh before stopping in the United Arab Emirates. Ukrainian officials reporting intense combat as Russian forces have assaulted the Ukraine city of Avdiivka, saying the shelling was extreme. Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Julie Walker has another story concerning the war.
At Temple Hadas, Israel, an armed guard stands by for Friday night Shabbat service. A police car outside and every seat inside taken. The congregation sings the Israeli national anthem. Rabbi Dan Geffen addresses them, his heart breaking along with his voice.
I don't think that I have been as filled with rage as I have been in the last week.
As a pacifist, he prays for peace with his followers, but tells them now is the time to stand united with Israel.
That is Julie Walker reporting from New York. On Wall Street Friday, Dow Industrials ended the week on a mixed note. The Dow was up, NASDAQ was down. This is SRN News. Well, some bad news for a pair of Methodist churches in Oklahoma. SRN's Michael Harrington has details.
The state Supreme Court has decided that the two congregations cannot leave the United Methodist Church without the denomination's formal approval. The justices ruled that civil courts shouldn't have any say in such religious disputes. Officials with First United Methodist Church and Church of the Servant, both in Oklahoma City, say they will explore other options. Thousands of congregations are quitting the UMC over issues of homosexuality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in Afghanistan fleeing to neighboring Pakistan. They're being housed, along with many other exiles, in a refugee camp in the northwestern part of the country. The Christians are hoping and still trying to escape the Taliban, which has continued the hunt for them. This is SRN News. Israel's military continues to have its hands full as fighting in the southern part of the country rages on. The latest from Media Line's Felice Friedson.
After 6 days of intensive and nonstop retaliatory bombing by Israel's Air Force, Hamas operatives were still able to launch a barrage of missiles at the central and southern portions of the country on Friday. At about midday, a home in the coastal city of Ashkelon sustained considerable damage, but no casualties from a direct rocket hit. Other towns were targeted, but caused no damage or injuries. In a reference to the Hamas atrocities, visiting U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told Prime Minister Netanyahu that he had been charged with managing the American campaign against the Islamic State, but that this is worse than what I saw with ISIS. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
And more details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.